It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Jose, which is filling in for Sharon Jackson today. How are you, Jose?
Hi, I'm pretty good, Chef Nick. How are you doing?
You're only filling in because we got Theo came and brought these sandwiches for us.
Oh, my goodness. These subs smell fantastic. As soon as the box opened up, like the aroma.
I took my sandwich. You have, I already got mine. I can't eat it, though, right now.
Why not? Oh, because you got to talk and stuff. Yeah. I was going to say, that was really quick. I didn't even see you get up or anything.
I didn't. Theo went. He actually took your car, which we're going to take later.
Oh, my brand new
Spark.
Brand new Spark.
Yeah, the little baby car.
I would love to tell the listeners that I am now a car owner.
A car owner.
Yeah, so everyone who follows my life, there you go.
So, folks, you need to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And join us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We have Cousin Subs in. They're the new guys on the block. They brought us some delicious samples over here. If I start slurring, it's because they look so good and I can't eat them.
Start salivating.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm like really cold. I think it's because I haven't eaten anything yet. Yeah.
So they need to call in and get gift cards.
Yep. Get gift cards. Cousins in Crown Point, 219-769-9577.
That's a studio. So thanks for joining Let's Eat. And Jose, what's going on out there in the community?
Well, actually, there's actually some pretty...
I'm going to eat my sub now. Go ahead.
Speaking of food and this being a food show... Oh, yep, there you go.
Can you hear it?
That sounds really good.
Oh, that's good. I needed that.
So thanks to the generous community partners of Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, families across the region will be supplied with all the fixings for a traditional Thanksgiving meal. So to ensure everyone has access to a holiday meal, you can go to one of these locations. It's going to be this weekend. I believe the 20th and 21st is Wednesday and Thursday. But, let me tell you where you can find a Thanksgiving meal at if you are in need and you would like to provide. Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Food Bank Northwest Indiana. And that's at 6490 Broadway in Merrillville.
Okay.
And if you're going to go Wednesday, November 20th, that's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at New Creation Ministry in Highland. And that's 9738 Fifth Street. And Thursday, November 21st, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's going to be at the YMCA of Northwest Indiana at 150 West 15th Avenue in Gary.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Actually, YWCA. My bad.
What YW? Oh, is that woman?
I believe that's the woman's. Yeah.
That's the woman's
side.
Well, tonight, football.
Oh,
the thing
I
miss is that we don't have Tommy and Wayne on.
I know. I enjoy doing game night so much, and partly because of your
food
that you bring.
Well, that's how we learned about Cousin Subs. They were going to bring in some subs for us, but we decided to have them come on.
Oh,
so we can really talk about it.
Awesome.
So tonight we got Valpo versus Mishawaka.
Okay.
Hobart visits New Prairie. Merrillville with Warsaw, and Andrean is Lewis Cart. I never heard of them. I'm not even sure where they're from.
Lewis Cass?
Cass? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big football guy. I'm a food guy.
You're a food guy. So I wish everyone luck from all the teams here in Northwest Indiana, especially Merrillville. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
That's my team. That's
same
where I
here.
You too, huh?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so that'll be good. I can't wait to hear the results tomorrow morning. So how's traffic out there?
Traffic. It's actually looking pretty clear. Well,
really?
At least from the station here to Cousins.
Is it clear?
It's clear.
Clear enough to take that little spark.
Yeah, actually.
You want to walk out there?
Do you mind
me?
If I take my car?
You take your new car.
All right.
I mean, we had Theo. Theo took and came back in fast as a spark.
All right. Let's see. Let's see if we can match that.
Let's go.
All right. Here it is.
I know. It smells
see
like
see
a brand
how quiet it is?
It smells like a new car.
I know, right?
I love that. Look how...
You can barely hear it.
You can barely hear it.
Yeah. I'm going to rev up a little bit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there with a hacksaw and cut that muffler right off so we can get some sound out of this car. So it sounds like bad sounding car.
All right, here we are.
We're already there?
Yeah, already there.
You're right. You were right. The traffic was clear. It was perfect.
You can barely hear it.
And how many miles per gallon you get off that car?
Well, if Chevy's paying me or not. But the 2020 Spark actually gets 39 miles to the gallon highway and 30 miles if you're just cruising along the streets.
Well, I'm going to make sure I call GM and tell them that you said that.
Thank you. Hopefully they'll knock something off my bill or something.
So we're here in front of Cousin Subs. It's right on Broadway in Crown Point. And we have two gentlemen here that is taking some time out of their busy day. And I know they have a busy day because they're opening up a bunch of these places. We have Theo and we have Matthew. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm doing great.
Theo, why don't you go first? Give us a little background about yourself.
My name is Theo Thompson.
Well, eat that sandwich. Go ahead.
Enjoy that sandwich, Nick. They're delicious.
They are. Go ahead.
So my name is Theo Thompson. I'm a business consultant here with Cousin Subs. I've been in the food business, the restaurant management business and food industry for over 10 years. And prior to that, I was in the Marine Corps for 10 years prior to that.
Now, I was talking to Matthew, the whole business consultant title, you work for Cousin Subs, though. You're not like an outside guy.
No, I work for Cousins, the corporate office. So essentially, we have four business consultants for the company, and each one of us is delegated to a certain area. Mm-hmm. Essentially, our role is my role is to help the Chicago group to pretty much our role is to help the stores do marketing campaigns, sales building initiatives, increase profitability, and just kind of train and mentor their managers and stuff on just how to run better restaurant operations.
So you're into hands-on?
Yes.
Hands-on. Because when I met you, you were guys were just fresh. You haven't even opened yet.
Absolutely.
And how has the opening been?
The opening was very, very good. The turnout was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. The people of Crown Point have been absolutely fantastic. They love their food down here. You can tell they love food and even driving around Crown Point in my time that I spent down here the past couple weeks of the opening, I could just see how many different restaurants and just a lot of you got some microbrews that are popping up and stuff. Just some great
we're getting a little hip around here now.
Yeah,
we're getting away from the old coffee shops that I grew up in.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Theo, you know what you're saying. Your response and. My little story is this. When I was visiting you and I went back there again, I was walking through the parking lot, and I was going to another unit over there to try to get them to come on the radio. And the great story is it was a couple, and they were probably around in their 50s or 60s, and they were actually commenting on how good the subs were. They just got done eating from there. And I just listened into it, and I thought that was great. I mean, you don't get, you know, to get someone – coming out of your place and actually still talking about the food on the way to the car is a big compliment to your company.
Absolutely, Nick. You know, that's fantastic to hear. Just a little bit backdrop on me. I grew up in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So my father worked for General Electric in Waukesha for almost 40 years. And so I grew up with this brand because that was my parents' favorite sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember once a month my dad would bring home Cousin Sub sandwiches on his way back home from Waukesha because we lived about an hour away. So, and that was like the big treat in the house to get Cousin Sub. So there's just no comparison. Our bread is by far the best bread that you'll ever find at any sandwich shop. And the flavor of our food is just phenomenal.
So we have Matthew. This is your coworker, I
guess. That's my boss.
Oh, he's your boss.
He's my boss.
Okay. That's why you went and got the sandwiches,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Of course.
So, Matthew, why don't you tell everyone your full name and what your duties are and your title?
Yeah, my name is Matthew Simolis. I am director of field services, and what that is I'm in charge of the business consultants, but also a lot of other initiatives with the company. So I'm on our menu development team, so all the new ideas that come, I'm on that team. I help with a lot of our marketing, and then helping our franchisees leadership in the company for that.
So give us a little background about yourself. Any colleges you went through any other occupations? I mean,
I went to Marquette University, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Cousin Subs is headquartered. And after graduation, I found that job, started in a role that was more sampling, getting out, meeting businesses, community partnerships, and just kind of fell in love with the company.
So what did you go to school for?
Marketing and Spanish.
And Spanish.
Yeah. I don't use it very often.
Yeah. So when you got out, you pretty much went right into the food industry?
I graduated a little bit early, and then I didn't do anything for about 5 months and realized I got to get a job. Uh-huh. And Cousin Stubbs had an opportunity. And it was weird. I had never actually been to Cousins until I started looking at the interview process. I'm not from Wisconsin. We don't have them in Ohio where I grew up. But right away, I fell in love with the food.
Well, I'm falling in love with the bread.
Yeah,
I'm Greek. So, I mean, bread is like everything. Bread and feta is everything to me. Did I tell you that, Jose?
No. I mean, I knew you were Greek.
I got some. You knew that, but I got some feta in my pocket here. I'm going to stuff in that bread.
Oh, is that what I'm seeing over here?
Yeah, that's probably what you're smelling.
Well, Nick, you're going to love it because our new LTO is going to be the gyro coming up here.
Oh, really?
Next month. Yep.
There you go.
Gyro?
What is the Greek way to say it?
And we want you folks to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Theo and Matt from Cousin Subs. They're located in Crown Point. Brand new operation right off Broadway there. And they got a gift card. Call in, and this way you get a chance to sample it. So, Matt, let me ask you this. How many years have you been with the company?
About 14 years.
And how about you, Theo? How long have you been with them?
So, I just actually Crown Point was my first opening. I've only been with the company for about 3 months now.
Uh huh.
So, but I worked for a couple other brands over the course of the past 10 years. I was a training general manager for Corner Bakery. I was a vice president of operations for a franchise group down in Louisiana, opening up El Pollo Loco restaurants. I worked for Zoe's Kitchen down south too.
That sounds familiar, the Zoe's Kitchen.
Pretty big company that's been growing pretty fast. They serve a lot of feta and chicken kebabs.
There you go.
So,
Matthew, how many years has Cousin Subs been around?
We've been around since 1972. So I think the math, what does that put it, 47, 46 right now?
I was 10 years old when you guys opened up?
Yeah, 1972. We started with two cousins actually started the company. One cousin, Bill Specht, actually grew up in New Jersey, and there's a concept out there, a shop that you can still go to today called the White House.
Mm-hmm.
East Coast style subs, fresh baked bread, and when he moved his to Wisconsin for family, he got into the printing industry and started working for Quad Graphics, companies like that, and he missed that East Coast style sandwich. So he called up his cousin and was like, hey, we should open up our own kind of out here, and it kind of just expanded from there.
So what was the first unit like? Was it totally different what you guys are doing now? I mean, what was it? Do you know what the first unit was like?
I've never been in it. It's not there anymore.
Okay.
It was on 60th and Silver Spring in Milwaukee. But it was just a basic inline storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Had a grill. I don't even know if they had a fryer even back then, but it's just a simple counter. You'd order, you write down, and no point of sale systems back then. It was pretty simple. But yeah, people fell in love with the food.
So, Theo, what's the decor like now?
So we're in this transition phase of this new development. So our storefront is very contemporary and modern. We have beautiful flooring. The interior design is absolutely gorgeous.
It's pretty streamlined.
Yeah, it's very streamlined. We have the spit guards, people can.
You mean the sneeze guards?
The sneeze guards, and people can actually see the sandwiches being made right there. So there's no gimmicks. There's nothing hiding. Everything's right there in front of everybody, and it's a very streamlined process. The storefronts are absolutely gorgeous, and I definitely the company has really moved into the future of restaurant spaces.
So, Matt, how many units are there in the company?
We have about 100 by the end of the year.
And what states are you in?
Wisconsin, now Indiana, and then we have Illinois.
And how many in Indiana?
Just one for now.
And this is a Crown Point store?
Crown Point right now.
Now, these are all franchises, so there's private people that it's not like a corporate thing.
We have 25 corporate locations as well.
Okay.
So we do that so that obviously we have information. We know how to run our operations. We can tell a franchise what best thing to do. But then the ones all out here are franchises, one ownership group.
So, Theo, how many seats in one of these places?
So I think the average unit – we have enough dine-in seating for roughly about 30 to 40 people or so.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though. It's good. The big thing is that, especially nowadays in the new restaurant space, and you probably run into it already, Nick, so much of it is a third-party platform, a lot of third-party ordering and delivery services. People want things faster
right.
and easier. So being in the restaurant industry, we have to be willing to be change with the times. Mm-hmm. And so having the drive through, having third party delivery systems, and just being executing speed of service is the keys to success.
Well, I'd like to chime in on that. We don't have a drive-through. We call it pickup window. People call ahead, and that's probably half our sales in a day.
Absolutely, yeah.
is the pickup window.
Yeah, our drive-throughs do about 40% of our business. We 35 to 40.
So also, I'm looking at your website, and there's a traveling sub shop. Is that anywhere near here, or would it be only like a Wisconsin location?
We house it downtown Milwaukee, and we use it for events, but there has been talk about bringing it out on the road a little bit. I actually had it at my wedding a couple weeks ago. So that's
congratulations.
Wow. Cousin Subs. I think my wife's listening, so hi, Michelle.
I'll say definitely around here, Northwest Indiana particularly, and being so close to Chicago, like we are a huge fan of traveling like food trucks.
Yeah, we've had a few food trucks on here.
There's even some festivals that go on around
Yeah, they're
too.
Big time around
as
here.
A restaurateur, I think you'd love it. I mean, it's got a full oven, full fryer.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not like a little roach coach type thing. It's
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and visit with Theo and Matthew from Cousin Subs right out of Valparaiso. Ask them a question and get a gift card so you can go visit and try this delicious bread. Now, these units that you have, are they all the same? Are there bigger ones, smaller ones? What do you...
It depends. I mean, we used to have a couple.
I mean, are
C
some
store.
Of them are a little bit different than other ones? Or?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, drive-throughs are we strive for those if we can find them. But the inline ones tend to be a little bit smaller. We do have some standalone ones too. We have a couple new ones that we've remodeled over the last couple of years, and they're flagship locations. They're beautiful. I mean, full service drive-through, full exposed ceiling interior as Theo mentioned, like modern look, sleek design.
So the Grubhub is going well for you guys, Theo? I mean, you guys get a lot of that? Grubhub, what else is there? DoorDash?
So
you guys do your own?
So we have an internalized third-party delivery service that we're using that is kind of a nationalized the third-party system a little bit. And so and what it does is it helps us as a company be able to deliver the services to our guests faster and at a cheaper rate, because these third-party services, a lot of them, they have a pretty high user fee.
So there is a user fee on those.
Yes. So the company that we utilize internally helps reduce some of those fees to our customers, and so we really do really encourage our guests to use the online platform instead of going straight to like DoorDash or Grubhub.
So I noticed that when you go online, Matt, it has all these options. Mm-hmm. So you have the option to get the delivery through your service, which is good, because I'm just telling you, what I'm finding out with Grubhub and DoorDash, there's a lot of miscommunication. Mm-hmm. You know, like when they come up, you know, like there's problems sometimes with them having a Visa card, or they said it's this price and it's not that price, you know, things like that. So I'm sure having your own service is a big benefit.
Yeah, I mean, our online ordering company we partnered with for about 8 years now, mm-hmm. they built the entire integration. So it's seamless. You go to our website, it dispatches out to any DSP, delivery service provider that you're working with, and it gives us that streamline so we don't have to deal with that. No credit cards needed. It's already paid. It comes straight through.
So that's really good.
Drivers just grab the food and go.
That's perfect.
That's really nice. No tablets.
Who we got, Jose?
So I actually have Christina from Gary, Indiana calling in with a question.
Hey, Christina, how are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Nice to hear from you. What kind of question you got for these guys?
Well, you know, and I have to apologize. I just tuned in, and I'm not sure if you've mentioned this already, but I was curious what type of breads, if you have any whole grain type of breads or multi-grain breads, and if you have much in as far as either chicken or fish and, you know, tuna type of on your menu.
Well, we'll first hit the breads, okay?
Uh-huh.
What are the different varieties? What breads do you carry?
So we carry our normal bread is Italian. That's about 80% of our subs.
And it's delicious.
Italian. Mm-hmm. But then we also take that bread and we do some specialty bread. So we will we'll roll that in cheese, and so we'll make a Parmesan cheese bread. We'll also do a little bit of garlic on the top with garlic salt, so it's a garlic herb bread. And then we do have a multigrain. It's not like your seven grains, I think, but that actually comes in its own loaf, so that we don't actually do anything different with that.
Okay, great.
Well, how about gluten-free?
We do not.
I don't need that, but I do have a friend who might be interested. Do you have gluten-free?
We do not at this point. We did test some of the breads a little while ago, and it just doesn't have the same quality of our bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have salads, and actually coming up soon, probably in the next month or so, we are switching all our subs to actually have a sub and a bowl option. Mm-hmm. So you do have that non-bread. We can't be 100% gluten-free because there is bread there. But yeah.
So when we send you this gift card, you're going to take full advantage and go visit Cousin Subs?
Definitely. I'm in Crown Point quite often, so definitely.
Okay. So we're going to send one out, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you. See you there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, it was that easy. Just call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And you know what? Ask Theo or Matthew a question about Cousin Subs. They're located in Crown Point, right off of Broadway. Brand new place. New kids on the block, actually.
Oh, wow.
And it's you had a sub. How'd you like it?
Man, I scarfed it down. It was delicious.
I think you had an Italian, right?
The Italian. Yeah, that's
Theo's favorite.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I was going to say, when I go to a sub shop, how I really test it is I order the Italian. Yep. And I got to say, yours, fantastic.
So, Theo, tell us a few of the grill. You have categories on your menu, and one of them is called the grill category. What's the grill category?
So we have your typical, a lot of these sandwich shops, it's either hot or it's cold.
Right.
And but we have a little variety of both of them. So, we're not your typical sandwich shop. We are grilling sandwiches to order fresh. So it's not, nothing's getting microwaved, nothing's coming prepackaged.
You're saying you grill on a flat top.
We have a flat top grill. Okay. And we're grilling all our steak sandwich. So you have your choice of steak or chicken. So we have grilled chicken or grilled steak, and so we have a cheese steak or a chicken steak, and then we also have the Philly cheese steak, and then we have a couple specialty hot sandwiches going on right now. Actually, one of them is an LTO item. The hot ham and cheddar is actually getting ready to go away to be replaced by that gyro that's coming out here.
What companies the gyros come from,
Kronos.
Okay. They're number one.
Yep.
You guys are getting the Kronos broil.
That's
a good, very good product, folks.
That's really interesting too, because you see Euro shops having subs, but you never see sub shops having Euros. Absolutely. So that's
and
really
usually
awesome.
When the sub shops have Euros, they do a very poor job of it too. Mm. They usually buy the pre-sliced like the strips, but what they're going to get is called a Kronos broil, folks. Hey, and don't forget to call in 769-9577. And the Kronos broil, the way they produce this is they have 500-pound cones that they roast, and they actually slice it off with an infrared blade. It's all done like a laser blade.
I know that.
Wow, yeah. Nick.
Like a lightsaber?
Yeah, and they slice it. You can go online and see it. And they slice it, and then they pillow package it, and it's the best. It's as good as getting it off the cone. And I'm telling you, I'm a kid that's done it since I was 11 years old. I'm almost 60 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, when Cousin Subs gets the gyros, I invite you to go in there and visit. So if you call us, you're going to get a gift card, and this way you get to sample it.
I was going to say, I need to try that gyros now.
So how are you guys going to serve this? Is it going to come on a sub, or is it going to come on a pita?
It comes on our sub bread.
Okay.
We serve tzatziki and feta.
Right, and it's good.
Classic.
Because I eat it on a sub at the restaurant.
Yeah, we actually brought it up a few years back, and then we made it a little bit more robust. We added some of the feta. We always had tomatoes and onions, but we added cucumbers on it.
Right.
We got a better tzatziki. It's a Greek yogurt tzatziki. It's really, really good.
So now you got the grilled items, and then you got classics.
Yeah, so the classic sandwiches are going to be our cold sandwiches, a standard turkey, ham. We have a club that's a combination of turkey and ham. And then, obviously, my personal favorite, the Italian special. I'll be very honest, I've been all over the world and all over this country, and I never, ever had an Italian sandwich as good as Cousin
Subs. I was going to say, delve into it. Like, what is in the Italian? Because it is very delicious.
Yeah, I think that's his second half of a sandwich.
That's fantastic.
So three standard Italian meats. We've got Cotechino, Genoa, and we've got Capicola.
Okay.
Was
the first one?
Cotechino.
What's Cotechino?
Cotechino. It's bologna.
Oh, okay. So is it like a mortadella?
Not quite.
It doesn't have the pork fat in it.
No, it does a little bit, but it's just really, really good flavor.
Uh-huh.
And we have the right mix. I mean, that's actually our founder. He likes the old Italian regular.
Mm-hmm.
We put some more product in and made it the Italian special years later. But lettuce, onions, tomatoes. It does have a little bit of oregano which when you talk about the classics, most of those have oregano on them. You don't see that a lot in a sandwich shop. I mean, it really adds to that flavor. Our club oregano, you never think that, but it tastes delicious with that.
Now, is there like comes lettuce, tomatoes, onions? Is there a sauce? You put a dressing on it?
We do an oil.
Okay.
Strip of oil on the bread and then on the top.
And I will say, after eating, I'm probably going to get another half of the Italian to really taste it. But
you're going to be too heavy for that spark.
It's not really like oily. Like, no. It's not like greasy. Like, usually when I have an Italian somewhere,
it's dripping out.
Like, it's dripping. And don't get me wrong, like, sometimes I like that, but it's actually nice to have all the flavor without having my hands completely oily.
A little tip, and we really can't sell it this way, but you know, if you take that home, put it in your refrigerator, eat it next morning.
Oh yeah,
all those flavors all meld together.
The lettuce, everything comes together.
Nothing is wasted.
Nothing is wasted. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call here on Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Let's Eat. It's I got Jose sitting in the captain chair. I got Theo and Matt from Cousins Subs out of Crown Point, right off Broadway. They have gift cards. Give us a call, and we'd be happy to give you one so you get a chance to try Cousins Subs. Because I tell you what, Jose's been trying them, and he just really enjoying
them. I'm about to go on my third, if I'm allowed to, if no one else in the office is going to claim these subs.
They're not. I think they already came and claimed some.
There is a cheesesteak back there, I think, too, right?
There is a cheesesteak wrapped up.
It's wrapped up behind the box.
Behind the box.
Maybe we can split it.
Got to grab before it gets cold.
Look how he's trying to be cordial about this. Maybe we could split it.
You know, and if I let him cut it, I'd probably get maybe an inch of it. So, what, Theo, how about Deli Fresh sandwiches? What's that about?
The Deli Fresh.
Yeah, the Deli Fresh. Is that like the ham and provolone, the turkey?
Yeah, I mean, it's more like your basic.
It's more like the this cold sandwiches.
Other places, but so, they're still fresh.
So, Matt, can you take any of these and heat them up?
All of them except pretty much the tuna. We don't want that on the grill. It's right. Kind of. But hot ham and cheddar is delicious.
So everything you guys heat up, is it on the grill, or do you stick certain things in ovens, or is it all on the grills? That's how you heat it up?
Yeah, everything that we do. So, like, you know, every once in a while you get people that request, like, toasted bread. We don't actually have a toaster, but we can they'll grill the bread on the grill.
Now, this bread is really delicious.
It is fantastic, isn't it?
You know, when you think I'm kidding you, when I would just take this bread and just shove feta in there with some kalamatas and just throw it. This is, I want to say, I'm guessing, this is Toronto bread?
No.
You guys do it yourself?
We've that's probably tasty bread at this point.
It's okay.
We work with.
Now, how do you handle this bread? Because this tastes and feels like you just baked it.
Ops guy.
So our bread, Nick, we bake our bread fresh every single morning. That's the first thing that our operators come into the store each and every day. The baker comes in every single morning and starts baking up all the bread for the day. And we do a rotation of bread throughout the course of the day so that we have fresh bread throughout the entire course of the day.
I was going to say, there's a really nice crisp to the bread, too.
Yes, like, and that's the key to our bread is that we really strive to have that nice crust on the outside with that golden crust on the outside where you bite into it and you get that crunch to it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the middle of the bread, though, it's still that soft, moist bread.
You know, I'm getting in so much of this bread. Do we have a caller?
We do.
Let's get the caller. I'm sorry. We've been eating bread, talking bread.
We're falling in love with this sandwiches.
Who do we got there, Jose?
So, in spirit of Christmas coming up soon and my favorite Christmas movie, we have John McClane from Crown Point.
Oh,
hi, John.
Die Hard.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for holding on. We just got totally carried away with the food.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
What question you got for these guys?
Yeah, I just I have not been to a Cousin Sub, so I was curious as far as what size their subs come in. Is there a standard or is there a variation?
So John, our sandwiches are probably not your typical sandwich size. Like most places are used to like 6-inch, 8-inch, or a 12-inch sandwich. Because of the way our bread is baked each and every day, our sandwich sizes come at the whole sandwich is a 15-inch sandwich. So and then the half sandwich is a 7.5. So it's a little bit bigger of a sandwich. So you know, like I was telling before, my father used to bring home those sandwiches, and he'd just bring home 2 15-inch, 1 cheesesteak, and 1 Italian special, and that was enough to feed our family of 4.
Ooh, so, wow!
Yeah.
So when you get a sub, what do you like on your sub?
Typically, I do a combination of ham and turkey.
Well, that fits in. And do you like that cold or do you like it grilled up?
You know what? It kind of just varies with the day. I like it both ways.
So what we're going to do, because Theo and Matthew from Cousin Subs, right in Crown Point over here, brought in some gift cards. We're going to send you out a gift card. And at that point, whatever your hinkering is, you can get that ham and cheese hot or cold.
Oh, that would be great. I'd appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Folks, it's that easy. 769-9577. 769-9577. Call us here on Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Let's Eat. We've got Jose here. We have Matthew and Theo from Cousin Subs in Crown Point, right off of Broadway, the new kids on the block. I'm telling you right now, the problem I'm having, guys, here is I got to hold this conversation with you. And Matthew's probably saw me pick up the sub probably three or four times to put it in my mouth, but I can't because then I can't have a conversation with you guys.
Yeah.
And it would have been a waste of your time to come in here, wouldn't it have been?
I didn't get lunch today either.
You'll get over there soon. You got a whole place to go to. So you guys got gift cards. And can you get gift cards? Can you just order them online?
You can. It's easier to do it in the restaurant. You can also do e-gift cards on our website, too.
Okay. I noticed you have a nice nutritional information. That's really good. That's very helpful. Everyone's always asking for some kind of information. You also do mac and cheese.
We do.
Tell us about the mac and cheese.
So that's a new product that we brought on this year. One thing that we pride ourselves with Cousins is a Wisconsin-based company. We really like to get Wisconsin cheeses. So we partner with a company that brings us that supplies us the mac and cheese product. We originally rolled it out to test locations for about half a year, and it did really well. So we brought it to all locations. All new locations will have it as well.
Now, the mac and cheese come in different sizes?
Yeah, but regular and a large.
Basically. Regular and large?
I don't know the ounce on top of my head. Is it 8 and 14?
So another item that you can count. Now, you do chips. Mm-hmm. And, man, you guys got a variety of chips. I mean, you guys got a variety. You guys got everything from barbecue to plain to kettle to I see that you even you have, like, what you call those, like, Cheetos. You have all kinds of stuff. Now, all your chips come in a bag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there a lunchbox that you guys offer or anything like that?
So we have one thing that we're really starting to really move towards, especially in the Chicago area. You know, I came from Corner Bakery, and we did a lot of catering in the greater Chicago mm-hmm. area, just because there's just so many big businesses in the area. And Crown Point is no different. I see so many businesses. You got a new surgical center that's getting ready to be built over here. You have a Methodist hospital over here, Pinnacle Hospital. A lot of
business. We actually got a Rotary now. We never. Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. I'm like, what's going on here? But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we're really trying to push the catering sales.
Oh yeah.
So we have an extensive catering offering. We have a 12-piece party box. We got a 20-piece party box, depending on how many people you're looking to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, then if you're looking for a little bit more individualized, we offer box lunches too. So where you get a 7.5-inch sandwich along with a cookie and a bag of chips in there.
You know, before we get to our next caller, I think it's really, really unique how you guys package this stuff. I mean, to get that, they're all cut in half. They're put in a nice square box. They're all facing up. So the appeal of it is once you open it up, it makes you want to eat them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And it's an easy way to transport it. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, we used to do the platters.
Yeah.
Like you probably from your deli days.
I still do. Yeah.
And you put three of them in the back of your car, they slide off.
Right, exactly.
So part of that was portability as we get in more delivery, but we went through different iterations of that with our menu development team, eventually landed on that one.
You know what, guys, though? I don't know whoever thought of it, genius, because you take this into a party, it looks like, hey, we want a party.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who do we got on the phone who wants to party with us?
All right. All the way from Ogden Dunes, we have Joe.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good. I'm eating subs. I can't do any better.
That's right.
You got a question?
Hey, my question is, I'm a transplant here in Northwest Indiana from Philly. So I'm wondering about that Philly sub. Can you tell me about your cheesesteak?
Yeah, that's going to be hard to top something from Philly.
I know.
You know, we had an old Philly on our menu that was actually the wrong way to make a Philly. We got yelled at, especially from people from where you're from, very often, because it actually had marinara. It had it was a weird. So we switched that and we brought on our Philly. Now we do use the sharp American cheese. I'm not sure if we have it here in the studio. I'm not sure which ones they made, but it's you know, we say that it kind of holds its own against the Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. So you gotta come in and try it out.
So what's on your Philly, Theo?
So the Philly cheesesteak is going to be our steak, our standard steak that we use on the grill. The steak's grilled to order, and along with sautéed onions and green peppers with American cheese.
So tell me what's on the Philly in Philadelphia.
Well, you can get it with or without, and that is cheese whiz. They put cheese whiz on it.
Yeah. You know what? I heard that. Yeah. I was waiting for you to say you were going to say that or not, because if you didn't, I was going to say, I've heard they put cheese whiz on their Phillies.
There's two places, Geno's and Pat's, across the street from each other, and it's fun to go up and order, because if you don't know what you're ordering, they send you to the back of the line.
Well, you know what? They're not going to do that at Cousin Sub. Yeah, so what we're going to do is send you out a gift card. Matt and Theo gave me one. They're located in Crown Point, right off of Broadway. And we're going to send it out, and this way you get a chance to go try their Philly steak. How's that sound?
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Can't wait to try your place out.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Thanks. Who else we got there, Jose?
All right. So up next is Jim from Valpo.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, good, good. This is funny. I'm a Pennsylvania transplant as well.
Got a lot of Steeler fans here, I bet you.
Well, my question isn't about cheesesteaks. It was about, I work in Merrillville, and I kind of refer to it as a culinary pit of despair sometimes. It's a lot of fast food and no good substance. Food around, really. Right. And I got a half an hour lunch, so I got to get in and out. Or in this case, the question is there any way to get delivery to Merrillville from you guys, either DoorDash or whatever?
So I'm pretty sure that if you go to our online website, and coming up towards the 1st of December, we're actually going to be launching a loyalty app so that you can order and do all your ordering straight from the app that's integrated in with our online ordering service. And as long as our dispatch it has a driver that's available to your location, they should be able to deliver it.
Yeah, I would just check, put your address in, and if it's available, it'll pop up, and it'll be we can deliver the food there.
Hey, Jim, have you ever had anything from Cousin Subs?
No.
Never? Okay, you never been? Okay, because you are new in the area. I thought maybe it was up in Milwaukee or something like that. So let me ask you this, Matt, that gift card good if he goes through that app?
Yeah, you can enter your gift card information on that.
So, Jim, how's that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks,
and
guys.
What kind of sandwich are you going to get? Just so Theo can be there ready to make it when you call in.
Let's try the Philly, shall we?
Okay, we all will. Right. Thanks for calling in, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Folks, we got maybe 15 minutes left of the show. Went by really fast. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call here at Let's Eat. We got Theo. We got Matthew. They're both from Cousin Subs. Just opened up in Crown Point. If you go into their operation, it has a new restaurant smell to it. They're ready to serve you. And you know what? There's more to Cousin Subs beside we've been just talking about subs and breads and the meats. You guys do salads too, don't you?
We do. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think we're going to be switching it so that you can get any sub as a salad option. You just decide that you want it in a bowl. But we don't really push our salads as heavily as our sandwiches. We're a Wisconsin company. We think like hearty foods, things mm-hmm. like that. I mean, every time we've ever tried to promote them and sell them more, they just don't go that much. Mm-hmm. People know us for a certain thing, and it's unfortunately not salads, but we have them available for people that you know are looking for a lighter option.
And do you also have cheese curds?
On totally flip side, yep, we do. We have that was another product we brought out about 4 years ago, and again, a Wisconsin-based company. Cheese curds are big there. And if you've never had fried cheese curds, people from out of the state come over there and they're shocked by it. I bring curds down to my family when I visit them. They don't even know what it is in other states. And you fry them, and we make them fried fresh to order.
Now, they're battered or breaded?
They are breaded, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So so what flavors do you have in the cheese curds?
It is a white cheddar cheese curd.
Okay.
I tell you, on menu development, you weren't there, Theo. I mean, we had all these different vendors coming in, giving us options, and that was a fun and very filling session of trying different cheese curds. It's really, really fun.
Now, you guys were trying this. Now, is a cheese curd have a different pop or flavor or texture than like your regular mozzarella stick? Do you feel like there's a difference?
I mean, if some people, again, we're neither of us, or you're from Wisconsin growing up, Theo, but they say the fresher, it's squeakier. It does have a little bit of texture on there.
See, these are just leading questions.
Yeah. Hey, those are, I guess that's...
Matthew knew.
I know what's up.
Yeah, so cheese curds, like what we're serving that are fried, it's not going to be quite the same as... I mean, like you go to Wisconsin and you go to any Quick Trip or gas station and literally they have Wisconsin cheese curds. And it's the cold ones. And those ones are the fresher.
Right.
You know they're fresh when you bite into it and it starts squeaking on your teeth.
That's what it does. They always say the cheese curds like pop or squeak.
I was going to say, I actually have some friends who recently moved to Wisconsin with my other friend who's been there for like 4 years. And I was like, so I hear a lot about these cheese curds. And they're like, yeah, you can just go to the gas station and pick them up from the fridge.
Yeah, you don't get them. You don't see them around here. Maybe in delis a little bit. Even when I ran delis, they weren't a big item.
And I would describe them as squeaky. Like,
it's the weirdest way to describe
it's
food.
It's weird, but it fits. Yeah. Like, well, you know, squeaky food.
You know, the cheese curds, if you squeeze enough of them together, what do you get? A block of cheese. That's all the difference is.
There you go.
And then you got curds and whey, and the whey is that water and the salt and the oils they throw away, and you have the best part, which is the curd. Mm-hmm. The whey is, you know what they make out of whey? You know that cheap cheese you see in the grocery store that has the plastic wrap on it? That's what they make out of the whey.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The curds are the best. So what Cousin Subs is serving you is a quality, tasty product.
Tasty curds.
Tasty curds. Folks, we got maybe 10 minutes left. Give us a call, 769-9577, and ask Theo and ask Matthew about their curds over at Cousin Subs in Broadway, on Broadway, right in Crown Point there. You also guys do shakes?
Yep, that is again a new product. If you see a theme here, we've for years we've been looking at ways to kind of hone in on that Wisconsin roots and getting a dairy product from Wisconsin and a milkshake option. All new stores are going to have that, and we're looking to get more stores in Wisconsin converted.
So, Theo, are you actually like scooping the ice cream in there and doing the flavors and all that kind of stuff?
So we have a Wisconsin source product, and it's a shake mix. But the major difference with our shakes in comparison to other places, like Culver's has like a custard shake type. But we have a company that we're actually using like a Wisconsin-based gelato mix.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it's just got a different, different texture and different flavor profile to it than any other shake you're going to get anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, because gelato when you compare ice cream to gelato, they're both ice creams. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that. But the difference is the gelato is made out of a much better quality. It's all heavy cream.
Heavy cream.
Probably vitamin D, milk, a little vanilla, a little bit of sugar, and they don't whip air into it.
Correct. Yep.
Where ice cream, they whip the air into it. So the volume of that one tub of ice cream, if you melt it down and you melt down maybe half amount as gelato, it's probably the same amount of liquid. Mm-hmm. So what you guys are serving is a quality product.
Yeah, we actually add our own vanilla into it, too, to make it – we wanted it a little bit more flavor there. And then we obviously mix with chocolate. You can make a chocolate shake. And then also you can do floats. So you can choose any soda you want, but we actually have Sprecher Root Beer, which is a Wisconsin product. They make beer and root beer. But we do a Sprecher Root Beer float, and it's delicious.
Oh, wow.
You guys also do cookies.
We do.
Do you guys bake the cookies?
Yep,
get them in and bake them off?
Yep, we bake them off every morning along with our bread. Right now we're offering the chocolate chip is going to be the standard cookie.
Yeah.
My personal favorite is the white chocolate macadamia nut.
Yeah, I like that
that's
too.
That's my favorite. And then we also have a snickerdoodle right now too.
And then the thing I skipped over and I shouldn't have because I love it is soups. Mm-hmm. I was amazed. I looked on your online for the catering, and you do have like this – soup catering kit too. How many different soups you guys have?
It depends.
It looks like 10.
It depends on the store.
Okay,
so we allow them to. But our highest seller is our broccoli cheese, and our chili does very well.
So each store can like grab what they want.
Yeah, some of them do a different soup of the day. You know, it just depends on what's selling in that area.
Well, I noticed that party package had all these cups of soup in it. I mean, now how does that work? I mean, you just call up or you go online and tell them what soups you have.
In that instance, you can put it in the comment section, but otherwise the soups that they're offering during that time on catering, they can they can put that together pretty quickly. So okay. They might have three or four options, but we use the same boxes as our party boxes. Yeah.
And it's the discretion of the operator. What
individual stores, yep. Each individual store. A lot of the stores up in Wisconsin have so broccoli cheddar is going to be the standard soup of the day every single day, Nick. Mm-hmm. But then up in Wisconsin, each one of the stores does a soup of the day. So we have everything from chicken and wild rice certain days, I think a chicken noodle, chili. Right now, currently here in Crown Point, they're offering the broccoli cheddar every single day. And because of the winter months, they're offering chili every single day, too.
That all sounds very good. Who do you got there, Jose?
I actually have Adolfo from Hobart.
Hey, Adolfo, how you doing? Hello?
Oh, that was my fault. Sorry about that. And Adolfo, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, great. Nice to hear from you. You got a question for these guys from Cousin Subs?
Yes. Earlier, they did mention that they bake their own bread first thing in the morning, but just wanted to be a bit more clear if they actually make it from scratch or is it come in frozen and then they go from there at the Crown Point store. Mm-hmm.
So our loaves come frozen. They do come frozen from a company that we work with to get a signature recipe with. But we do the whole process of pulling the bread at night. You know, we look to see how much we're going to need the next day, and then we actually proof it.
Right.
So there's a whole proofing process and then baking it fresh. We don't ever do like par bakes with our bread. I mean,
right.
that is a standard of what Cousins is. That's where we were able to control the crust that Theo mentioned mm-hmm. earlier and make sure it's the quality of Cousins Subs bread.
Well,
okay. sounds good.
You know, that is probably the next best thing because you know what, when you're making breads, it's a lot of flour in the air, a lot of mess. And if you got a company that will make you that dough that's to your specs, because I do the same thing. I buy the dough in raw. I proof it out the night before and then I bake it the next day. The consistency, the quality, the taste is all there all the time. So when you go there, because we have Theo and Matthew. They brought me like two pockets full of gift cards here. And we're going to send you out a gift card so you can try that fresh bread. How's that sound?
Excellent. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
Folks, we only got like 5 minutes left. 769-9577. 769-9577. The time has went by really, really quick. I keep picking up my sub. I can't eat it until the show's done. And Jose gave me another one over here, so I got to kind of wait. I'm going to take one home to my wife.
I ate three.
Karen will
I ate three
like.
Already, so.
You look like you're getting a little sleepy there.
A little bit, yeah.
So, Theo, we talked about the subs, the salads, the soups, the sides, the curds. When somebody goes into that operation, what's the system? What do they do?
So a guest comes in and they come up to the register and they our cashiers are going to be hospitable and friendly and they're going to place their order. And then essentially the cashier is going to let them know what number they had on their ticket. They can go down, sit down at the table. They can go to the drink station, get their drinks, go to the bathroom, wash their hands, whatever they need to do. The expo person is going to be calling out the person's order number as soon as the order is complete. And then they could just come up to the counter and they mm-hmm. grab up their dine-in order or to-go order, and they're in and out.
And the soda, the pop, was that self-serve too?
Yes, it's self-serve. We're using the Coke Freestyle machines.
Oh,
so
really?
Where you can get the 10 billion different flavors of soda.
How many different flavor boxes are there back there to make those flavors?
So they're actually in the back. There's a pump of for the soda,
mm-hmm.
and then there's little cartridges.
For syrup, right?
Syrup, and it's very highly concentrated.
Oh, my gosh.
So you don't even want to like spill it on your hand because it's like...
See, I thought there was... You know, folks out there, most of the people get they call them like a box.
Yep. Yeah,
bag in a box. Pepsi, Coke, whatever they all come in, they hook up like a little hose in mm-hmm. a way. But these are concentrates? I would never have thought that.
I mean, if you open one of those things, and we can show you if you come to the store and Theo's there, you can open it up for you. But you literally slide it in like you're replacing ink for a printer. It's mm-hmm. kind of, it's in a little plastic holder. It's kind of neat.
That's so cool.
They did a really
great
job.
The only thing that comes in the box nowadays is just the corn syrup.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
I have another job other than this. We have a freestyle machine at our place, too. And, man, just cleaning it. And then I didn't know, like, it's literally like an ink cartridge. Yeah. And you load it up, and it tells you when.
So does Cousin Subs do seasonal items? I know that's kind of hard. Or is it just seasonal promotions? What you guys, like, right now you could have peppermint
sub or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, I'll take that back to Menu Development. But
I don't think that they're going to laugh at me.
Yeah, we usually do three
to
four.
What kind of chef is that guy?
Yeah, we usually do 3 to 4 flights of limited time only products. Okay. We're coming right to the end of the neck of this one, but then we have the Euro ones, and we actually just finalized our 2020 subs last week, and we're presenting it to our franchisees in meetings next week, so they don't even know. When we do new products, we really want to highlight different types of cheeses, really that Wisconsin-based companies. So one of the things we're doing next year is we're bringing on a Munster cheese one of the times, and then we're bringing on a mozzarella, and then playing around with our different ingredients.
I'd say both of those melt pretty well, don't they?
Yeah. So we always try to get a hot sub and a cold sub. When we do
any new locations coming up here? Anything you can tell us? Any secrets coming down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. So
because Valpo's a very hot city too.
That's what everybody's been telling us. Yeah. Valpo is pretty hot, especially they got a pretty good basketball team down there.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
So we just opened up a store location in Palatine a couple weeks ago, and then December 7th we're getting ready to open up in Wheaton.
Okay.
And then December 20th we'll be open up in Evergreen Park.
How about any more in Indiana? You don't think?
I heard that through the grapevine, there's a rumor that possibly St. John's.
Okay. Yeah, very nice area, too. Very, very nice.
The ownership group, some of them live around around the northwest.
The ownership group lives, I believe that most of them live out in the Munster area. Yeah. So.
Well, that hour went by pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we got about 3 minutes left. So what I want to do is give – I want to thank you both for coming in,
first of all. We appreciate it.
Thanks
I want to thank all the listeners out there for listening to Let's Eat with Jose and me. And Theo, anyone you want to give thanks to? Any last minute things, comments you want to make? You want to tell me my baseball hat's really nice with the Cubs logo? I mean, anything like that?
I'd just like to thank you, Nick, for all the support that you've given us since I first met you when we did the store opening. And I'd just like to thank my wife for all the support in this job. And I'd like to thank Cousins for giving me the opportunity to have this job. Yeah. And because it's a fantastic job. It's a fantastic company to work for. And I get to eat fantastic sandwiches.
Oh, I know. I'm still trying to pick mine up and eat it. How about you, Matthew? Anyone you like to thank out there?
Well, I already gave a shout-out to my wife, so I'm good there. I got points there. But I'm going to reiterate with Theo. The company is – the reason why I've been there for 14 years, it's almost like a family. And they treat you like your cousin. That's kind of how our restaurants are. That's how our cashiers are going to greet you. And being there for 14 years, you see – I mean, we see Christine, who was the founder's daughter.
Yeah, right.
And she's there all every day. But she's been out and about in stores working a cashier. If you go to one of our cousin subs in Milwaukee, you might run into her. I mean, we're very wholesome.
Wow, you don't see that a lot.
No, we get out and about. So, I mean, it's a great company to work for, and I'm very thankful to be there.
Well, I want to thank Kate for hooking all this up. And
thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah.
She's probably listening now.
Yeah, no, I want to thank her because without her, I talked to Theo, but we needed everything to go through her. So, well, it's been a fun hour, don't you say, Jose?
Oh, yeah, very fun.
And I want everyone out there.
Did you get enough to eat, Jose?
Oh,
I don't know.
He's like picking up his stomach now.
One more piece, and that's 15.
15
inches. That would have been 15 total.
Really? Yeah. Actually, I think I can take just one more.
Well, in the meantime, I want to thank Theo, and I want to thank Matthew from Cousin Subs. It's a new location in Crown Point, right on Broadway. Great bread. It's just like Ratatouille. If the bread is nice and crispy and it's fresh, the rest of it's going to be perfect.
Definitely try the Italian, too.
Try the Italian.
I recommend the Italian highly.
And I want to thank everyone out there for listening in. I want everyone to take it easy this weekend. Maybe view these football games that are from the region. Go Merrillville. And everyone be safe out there. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, everybody stop by and get a shake on your way back home from the football game.
There you go.
There you go.
So yeah. I encourage everyone to visit Cousin Subs in Crown Point right off of Broadway and enjoy. Yasu.
Thank you.